Hello, you're listening to the Two Sisters podcast.
My name is Anna Lucia.
And my name is Miranda. Join us every Tuesday to hear us chat about our lives as women, sisters, and best friends.
Two Sisters Tuesdays.
Oh, yes. So, if you are new here, which everyone is,
you all are.
You have to be new. My name's Anna Lucia.
And I'm Miranda.
We are two separate beings. If you can't differentiate our voice.
Well, too bad.
Then just pretend one person's talking.
Try to like remind you who's who.
Probably not.
We are aware that our voices sound alike.
So we are going to start off our podcast just by introducing ourselves.
Yep, and introducing our lives and just like
just what a little that get, looks like. Get to know us.
Yeah, just a little get to know us episode as our intro. So, okay, told you our names.
We have a little notebook.
Yeah, we have an agenda.
Okay, so basically, we're sisters, if you didn't know from the title or the name.
Pretty obvious.
And we're from, like, Salt Lake, like, Utah.
Yes, Salt Lake Valley.
Salt Lake Valley.
So, yes, okay, we were both born here, but our parents are from Guatemala, and they...
Central America.
Yes, Central America, right under Mexico, so stop wondering. And
stop it now.
And so they both grew up there, and then...
Came to the U.S., went to New York. That's where my brother was born.
Yes, they went to New York. My brother was born. They moved to L.A., then... decided to come to Utah, and
that's where we were born.
We come into the picture.
We're not twins.
No, we're not twins. Stop thinking that.
So if you thought that, you're wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
I am Anna. It's me, Anna. Anna Lucia. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't mumble that.
I am 16 years old, a junior in high school, and
I'm 20 years old. I'm also a junior, but in college.
Oh, yeah. We're 4 years apart. If you didn't know how to do math.
You can do math. You can figure that out. But, okay, so you want to just say, like, just tell them a little bit about, like,
No one's listening.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit about your, like, school, your hobbies, like, what you do for fun, like, just little tidbits about you.
Okay, so basically, I go to high school, obvi.
Are you going to say the name of your high school?
Or
are you
sure. Just so I go to Hillcrest High School. It's in, like, Midvale area. And so I went there freshman year, and then sophomore year I was a dummy and transferred schools. And then I transferred back because I
was dumb
and was not having a good time. Mm-hmm. So I go to Hillcrest having the time of my life. I'm a junior. I already said that, but
hobbies? Any hobbies?
So I was a cheerleader for 2 years, which was, well, high school cheerleader for 2 years, which was fun. But I'm not doing that anymore because I am not.
Because she's had her first year. Now she's done.
Yes. And also junior year. So I was working two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also junior year. So I was like, yeah, not going to do cheer. I don't want to wreck myself, you know?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yes, I quit my second job. So now I'm only working one job. And, you know, going to school, not studying for the ACT, Woohoo. Procrastinating. And that's pretty much, I don't know.
Okay, so you said hobbies. I mean, I guess.
So hobbies, I like to cheer, but I'm like done with that now. Already said. And
like 200 times.
Move on. I also like dancing and hanging out with my friends and
what else really do you
let's think what I do. I watch a lot of Netflix.
Okay, as not everyone. A hobby,
okay. I don't know what a hobby is.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on to me. Obviously, you're struggling.
If I think of a hobby, I'll let you know, because I know everyone's dying to hear.
Obviously. Okay. What can I say about myself?
So what school do you go to?
Okay, I go to BYU in Provo, Utah. Okay, yeah, I'm a junior. I'm majoring in psychology, so yeah, do with that information what you will. Hoping to graduate here in a year and a half and then move on to grad school. I don't know where yet, so please don't ask.
Okay, they won't.
Okay, awesome. And maybe do like therapy for kids, or maybe couples therapy. We'll see.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then
hobbies.
I think less recently, but I used to be artsy, I guess you could say that. So like painting, drawing,
the stamping.
Yeah. Stamps. Like making prints. Just fun little side things that I like to do sometimes.
I thought of something. I am taking a jewelry class right now. That's really fun. I love making jewelry.
Okay, that's fun. other hobbies. I don't do it as much as I should, but I like to run. And I'm not saying that like sarcastically. Like, I actually like to run. So
she's a varsity track runner.
So yeah, that's me.
Okay, so
I think that's really it. That's like all the hobbies we want to talk about probably.
Okay, so how we decided to start this podcast, because we do not have any social media following, anything like that.
Yeah, we're not like influencers or
anything.
Like, we don't have a ton of followers. Like,
I mean,
we're just two girls from Salt Lake trying to
have fun.
That's literally it.
Two sisters that are best friends.
Okay, well, I guess how we decided to do this is
we both.
Can you talk?
No, Avi.
Okay, let me do this.
We just both like listening to podcasts, and we thought it would be fun if we started one.
Yeah, we just are both very much avid listeners of podcasts, and
honestly,
we probably aren't, but we think we're funny. And
we are.
Yeah, so we were like, what should we name this podcast? And so we started talking about things that describe ourselves, that like
all we could come up with,
two sisters, to play into our title, and literally all we could come up with was two sisters.
So
and
if someone else has the podcast named Two Sisters, so sorry. But
I mean,
it's ours
now. We looked
it
up on several platforms, and nothing came up. Nothing came up for.
So if you are a podcast that's named Two Sisters, well, then you obviously suck. So we deserve it, because we couldn't find you.
That's a little aggressive, but okay.
We're describing us.
Yeah. Ours is going to be one that people are just going to search, and they're going to be like, oh, no one named this. Okay. What's next on the agenda?
So,
Okay, so what, like, we should talk about, what is our goal for this podcast? Like, what do we want out of this? What
we're
do
just
we...
having fun out here.
Yeah, really, it's like, we're not doing this to, like, for a specific reason. We just want to have fun. We just think it'd be fun to, like, also, have little chit-chats with each other.
And... also, I feel like it will force you to come here, because, as you know... we said this. She lives in my sister Miranda.
Oh,
lives
in Provo. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, yeah. It will force me to come visit more
just
often,
just so that we can record. So that's gonna be fun. And then basically, this is just like everyday, you know, kind of like comedy everyday.
Yeah, it's just like life. That's how we would label it. Like funny, but also just kind of like everyday topics. Mm-hmm. So we'll be covering a lot of different things. And
if you are one person who is listening to this podcast, you know, I was going to say somehow let us know what you want us to talk about, but I don't know how you'd do that. Well, so we can leave our social media for now.
We'll leave our social media at the end.
Yeah. And then you can follow us.
I think
if
we'll
you want.
Start with you. We'll just, yeah, start with you gathering that information if anyone wants to send us a little message.
And then maybe if we get a couple fans, we'll make a two sisters Instagram.
Yeah, who knows? The possibilities
are endless. If you're listening to this and you want us to make a two sisters podcast, then just let us know.
An Instagram.
Frick me. Two sisters Instagram, two sisters Twitter, two sisters.
No, I don't really love Twitter, but
And I don't really like Snapchat. Just Instagram, please. Just Instagram. So if you don't have an Instagram, go delete all your other social media and grab and download Instagram.
Maybe we'll make a Twitter if we get big enough, but
probably not.
Yeah, we probably won't get big enough. Okay. So what we want to talk about in this first episode is like, we just want to talk about our relationship as sisters. Because
we weren't always BFFs.
Family relationships are weird. Like I think everyone can agree on that.
And if you can't, you're a psychopath and your family's weird.
They're just, not to say they're bad, they're always bad, but they're like weird. So, okay, we're 4 years apart.
So when I was born, you were about to turn through four. Because I was born in March. She was born in June.
Yeah, I was born in June. So, I would say at first, growing up, once you could, like, talk and actually have a relationship with people, we did not like each other.
Well, honestly, I can't remember anything. Like, I don't know if I liked you or anything.
Well, you were pretty aggressive. So I would say
I was the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
So, yes. Basically, Basically, I was so cute that she was so jealous.
No. Basically, I can tell you a good story about what sums up our relationship as a, let's say, 5 and 1 year old. Uh-huh. When she could start walking. We were trying to take pictures outside. My mom was trying to take pictures of
us. The ones by the flowers.
Yes, but
those are cute. If you want to go see that picture, I posted it on my Instagram. So,
yeah, but here's the thing, like, it was like the picture is nice and everything, but it's after the picture that is the crucial time. So I have her on my lap. She's a little baby, and I'm a little 5-year-old, so it's cute. But we finish taking these pictures, and she gets super like just. Cranky. She's just cranky. She's a cranky baby who needs food and needs to be changed. Probably. And she turns around. She like is squirming out of my arms. She turns around and literally bites my belly button.
I just bites it. Story.
Like, why? I don't know.
Well, why was your shirt up?
It wasn't.
How did I bite your stomach?
Well, you were squirming out of my arms, and you kind of just, like, turned around and just bit whatever was in the way.
I mean, not gonna lie, pretty a savage.
Very bold move by baby Lucia. So, yeah, I would say I wasn't her biggest fan at that point.
But my parents loved me, so
that's hardly the point.
Yeah, so basically she hated me and I had no feelings towards her. Just kidding, that makes me sound like a psychopath.
Let's fast forward like 4 years. I'm 9, she's 5. And still didn't really enjoy your present.
I guess now we can just say we didn't really have a relationship that way. Like, because we shared a room. So my side was always super messy.
Oh my, don't even get me started.
And she's a neat freak. So her side was always so neat. And my side was so not.
I don't understand how you.
And I had, we had like twin beds. So there was like a crack in between the wall. And I would just shove everything in there. Like anytime I would,
it's not like a crack in the wall. There is just a space between her bed, the bed and the wall.
Our dog just walked in.
So
go take her out.
Okay. You can stay.
So anyway,
there's a space between her bed and the wall.
And anytime I'd have to clean my room,
it was a black hole down there.
I would just put everything in there. And that was how I cleaned my room. Tutorial. If you want to clean your room, just shove it all.
Oh, I know.
In a crack in your wall.
So I cannot emphasize how annoying that was. Because I was just trying to have a clean room. And I'm forced to share with someone who is 4 years younger than me. Oh,
and the reason why is because our brother... So, yeah, we have a brother. He's 6 years. Oh, yeah. So he's 6 years older than my sister. And he's 10 years older than me. So our brother was occupying the other room. So we had to share.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, that wasn't even... I mean, yeah, that was, like, part of the reason, but I think just mom loved the idea of, like, having two girls who were best friends and who, like, took care of each other and,
dressed kind of like we had matching dresses on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. She would dress us up, like, matching all the time.
Matching Easter dresses, matching Christmas dresses.
It was just, like, I don't know, maybe she wanted twins or something.
She did. She wanted me to be a twin.
Oh, awesome. So
basically, when she couldn't have a twin, she just said, okay, you're
you're a twin. Yeah. So that was the deal when we were younger.
So tolerance. We've moved on to tolerance. Okay.
So yeah, first phase, hatred. Second phase, tolerance. Third phase, I would label it acceptance.
Maybe around 4, you were like,
I was like 15, yeah.
I was like 11-ish.
And we just kind of like accepted the fact.
Yeah. So you were probably in like your freshman year, and I was probably in like 5th grade.
Yeah.
And basically, I thought that you were probably so cool, and I just wanted you to be my friend, and you thought I was so not cool. And she would not tell me anything about her life. I'd say, you know, want to talk about boys and high school. And you would get mad at me. If I asked you about boys, you would get mad at me.
Yeah, well, what 15-year-old girl wants to talk to an 11-year-old about that? I mean,
me.
It really isn't my fault. Like, that was just a natural response. So... yeah, I think what was happening is, like, I didn't really hate her anymore, but I didn't consider her my friend. And
it was just like, well, we're sisters.
Sisters. Yeah, that's what we are. And I didn't really, we didn't do anything together.
Because it's like you were, we didn't have anything in common, really.
Yeah. She was in her awkward middle school phases, and I was, like, starting high school, and I just did not have to deal with the drama.
Okay, you're the devil.
I'm kidding. But, no, 4 years difference is a lot when you're young.
When you're young. But when you're older, it's not.
I agree. So, okay. I finish high school.
Moves to college. Moves to Provo.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, what? Hello?
And now she's the only one left at home.
Yes. So basically I'm the only child.
She's the youngest.
And our brother's long gone by now.
Long gone. So it was really at this point that we started becoming friends. And that's ironic that it happened.
When we can't see each other. Well, and maybe that was the reason, because we didn't have to deal with each other so often.
Yeah, I guess we just didn't have to deal with the, like, everyday annoyances of each other. So it really played towards our favor, and we were able to just
be friends
and connect and
talk about fight all the time. Yeah, we used to we recently went to Moab, and our cousins, they're only like a year or two apart, but we were just hiking and they were just going at it.
Yeah, they're two sisters as well.
We're two sisters. They're just sisters.
Okay. They're just sisters.
Yeah.
But one of them's 13 and the other one just turned 15 like last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were just going at it. Not liking each other's company. Yeah.
And we realized like that we were like that, and we
we were just able to like maybe see full circle
for sure
how our relationship has progressed. And I think another factor that played into our friendship was, so I went through my freshman year at college, and then we're LDS, so
members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And so what happens a lot in our church is that once guys turn 18, they go on what we call a mission, which is just they leave for 2 years to preach and service, and girls leave at 19. So I made some friends at college freshman year, but then everyone turned 19 and literally everyone left. All so I was the only one of my friends that
because for girls, you don't, it's like a choice, you don't have to go if you don't want to. And so a lot of it's been more common that girls are going on their missions, but and you wanted to, but you...
I thought I was going to, but then, I mean, this is a topic for a whole other topic for a different day, but I ultimately decided not to go, and I was literally left alone. Like, all of my friends were gone, and I was like, hey, what do I do now?
I was her second choice.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I was her last resort, okay.
I was like, what do I do now? I have no friends. And so... I mean, we were friends before that. We just, like, she was really able to turn into my best friend at that point, because I feel like we would have gotten there eventually.
Me and my
friend. But it was kind of just expedited because of that.
That was also when I was, like, really getting into, like, fashion and boys.
She was just really growing into, like, her personality,
and I obviously still am, but and that was when I would, like, I feel like even this year really a lot, like,
yeah,
has progressed, because I, like, would FaceTime you, like, every day, and, like, oh, like, this happened with a boy, or do you like this shirt?
We keep shopping. Each other updated on our lives, and it's just, like, it keeps growing, progressing our friendship, and we have more things in common now, and I think even, like, I mean, I think we both have like other friends that we consider like our best friends. You can't see me, but I'm like doing the air quotes thing.
Janaini.
Yeah, my best friend's name is Janaea.
And my best friend's name is Callie.
But like there are some things like I wouldn't tell Janaea.
Oops. Like, sorry, Janaini.
Yeah, sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
If you're listening, and Callie,
I mean, sorry. It's just things like our family that like no one else would understand.
Yeah. And it's, a lot of it is just like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah, like just like venting to each other about like family drama and stuff. So like I, even though we have both our separate like
best friends. Yeah. Which I tell my best friend everything. Like anything, if you tell me a secret, like my best, like you're telling me and my best friend.
Yeah, so, practically we come a secret.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's why I would think our relationship kind of goes even beyond.
But you can still trust me. You can still tell me secrets.
Yeah, still your secrets.
I love secrets.
Okay. So that is a summary of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll probably like delve into it more like in further episodes.
Yeah. So basically the steps, if you want a best friend and you have a sister, first you have to hate them.
Yeah.
Then you have to tolerate them and then accept that they are
who they are.
Accept that they are your sister. And then there's nothing you can do about that. And then you can become friends.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
And that's the only way. Sorry. That's the only way that anything can happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like stages of grief, but for a relationship with mm-hmm, your siblings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we are best friends, but we also... It's like, Andres is just thrown out of the picture. No.
We have a brother.
Yeah, we have a brother, which he is great. But he's 10 years older than me. He's 10 years older than me, so that's kind of awkward.
I mean, it's not awkward. It's just the truth. He's 6 years older than me.
Yes.
I think it's weird because when I was younger, I consider myself closer to him than you.
Yeah, and I like think back and when I can like actually remember stuff, like I don't have very many memories with him. Because he's so much older.
Yeah, he's so much older.
And he would be out with his friends or whatnot, but I would have a lot more memories with you than
Yeah,
him.
I think, I mean, I still do have a lot of memories with him, but ever since he left on his mission, because he went on a mission too. Mm-hmm.
And then moved out and went to college.
Grew apart, I guess you could
Not
say that.
Not grew apart, but just...
I mean, we just weren't as close, I think, but... As you and me.
Yeah, as me and you, yeah. For sure.
But he's, like, obviously we still love him.
Yeah, love him to death.
And
sent him $10 on Venmo yesterday.
Yeah, he was poor. He's 26 years old and single.
Anyone who's listening, you're probably like,
why would I want to date a 26-year-old? But he is actually just funny and cool. And he's like really sweet. So, what else? He one day decided he wanted to grow out his hair. And I don't know. I guess it looks good. I think it looks good. Do you think it looks good?
He looks like a European, very European.
Yeah, he is a European look for sure.
I thought you were going to say he's European. He is
European. No, definitely not. So if you like guys with long hair.
Very delishy chocolate, milky chocolate brown skin.
Yeah, he's very tan. Then you can send us an email or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll set up an email.
Maybe. Okay.
So, yeah.
So that's him.
That's our brother. He's the oldest, then you, then me.
Yeah. Then I guess we can talk about our parents for a little bit. Our parents are divorced. And
they're
what can we say about our parents?
So they're divorced and that's it.
Good night. No. So they got divorced really when? Like I can never pinpoint.
I always just say when I was 3.
Really? I always say when you were like 1.
Yeah. Well, so what happened is they got divorced and then they were separated, which I'm doing their quotes.
Right. They're separate. They were separated when you were like one.
Yeah. And then
they got divorced officially when you were like two.
So they were separated. They were like, we don't want our kids to be like only with one parent. So they tried to make it work, but ultimately it just didn't
work out. So they got divorced. Yeah. Like around maybe when you were three. And then, or younger, honestly. But, okay, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that practically our whole lives they've been divorced. Like, we really haven't known them as married. Yeah.
I've never really, because since I was, like, pretty young, I've never seen them as a couple. So.
And then our dad, he doesn't live in the country, so we really
don't see him.
We're raised with... We were raised by our mom, and she is a superstar, obviously. And raised three kids by herself. And
also she was a teacher.
Looked great doing it.
Honestly, like if you see her, she looks like
she ages well. Let me just tell you. And so we're really closest to our mom. I wouldn't consider myself to have a relationship with dad.
Yeah, not very much.
So that's kind of something about our parents. So if you ever like
have questions,
I don't want to answer questions.
We need to make not right now, but we can make an episode about.
Oh yeah, we'll have an episode or something. Like. Oh yeah, we'll have an episode about that at some point. But what I really was going into was if you ever wonder, like, in future podcasts, if we ever mention, like,
our mom,
the reason we never mention our dad is because he's just not
really that a big
part of our lives. He's not, like, a big part of our lives. So we're never going to be, like, our parents or our parents this or our parents that. We're always just going to be, like, our mom.
Yeah.
So... that's that. Then we have the most important part of the family.
The most important part of our family is obviously our dog.
Our doggy.
Her name's Lola. She's precious.
I didn't name her.
I named her because I was the only one in the family who wanted a dog. And I was like, okay, it's going to be my dog. I am going to pay for her. So I bought her with my own money that I saved up. I named her. And then everyone fell in love with her, and I was like, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, she only cost, like, $30.
No, she was, like, $50.
Okay, big difference.
Her other family had other dogs that just, they didn't get along, so they were like, we can't have this dog anymore.
Take our dog off our hands. Yeah, we're like,
devils.
We'll do that for sure. So we got her when I was 16, but I was turning 17.
In 2 days.
Yeah, so it was 3.5 years ago now.
And she's the love of my life. She's so cute.
Consider yourself like a dog mom?
Yeah, I'm a dog mom.
Okay.
My mom thinks that she's her mom, but she's just a grandma, let's be honest.
Okay. So, yeah, she lives with my sister and my mom here at their house.
We're at my house right now.
And so me and my brother still love her very much, and she gets excited when she sees us. But the real...
Actually, told me that she hates
me. Oh, okay, great. Love that. So, but the real person taking care of her is my mom and my sister. Mostly my mom.
Mostly me.
So she's cute and spoiled, and that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, that's... Oh, if you heard that, that was her?
That was her.
So, yeah, if you hear the door opening and callers ringing, that was her. I'm also a dog sitter, so there's another dog here. And... sorry that you had to hear that, but
yeah, that was boring.
I don't really care.
Okay, so we're gonna probably end it here. We're gonna try to keep these episodes like half hour long
for now.
It might vary, but we're gonna keep the baseline.
We hope you liked
hour.
Getting to know us. If not, we'll
Sorry
that we wasted half an hour of your life.
Yeah, I mean, you probably didn't get to this point. I mean,
you're the one who chose to get to this point.
You chose to listen to this. So, okay, that's it. Anything else?
So, oh, we forgot to mention that. Did you like our jingle?
Our theme song? Oh, yeah. Our jingle, our
theme song
is made by our brother.
Yes.
He's also a very talented musician. So.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah, we're not going to delve further into that.
If you liked our theme song, I'm glad.
Also, if you want to follow my sister on Instagram.
If you want to follow, I guess, us, but just me.
Yeah.
On Instagram, my username is at Ana Lucia M. Morales.
A-N-A-L-U. CIAMMORALES. Not because my middle name has an M, just because
that's what the username
that was available. Yeah. Okay, so go follow her
if you want,
and yeah,
but don't be creepy.
And then maybe you'll see some updates about the podcast on her story.
Yeah, maybe.
We haven't set up an email, but probably we will by next time. So yeah, we'll let you know
if we do. And
yes, this can just kind of give you a clue as to how spontaneous this was.
We said, let's record our first episode yesterday, and today we're doing it.
Okay, great. See you next time.
Next Two Sisters Tuesday.
Bye.